With the election of 2004 behind us, the political professionals are figuring out what to make of it, and so are the political amateurs, the more than 100 million Americans who voted last week. Well, every 4 years, the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press asks people after the election what they thought about it. And the Pew Center's director, Andrew Cohut, is here to tell us what a sample of 1,200 voters had to say. Welcome back.
And happy to be here.
The headline from your poll seems to be most Americans thought this was a pretty good campaign.
Yeah, 86% said they learned enough from the campaign to make an informed choice. That's a high number. It's higher than the 83% in 2000, higher than the 75% in 96, and higher than the 59% if we go all the way back to 1988. The public liked the debates. 62% said they were very or somewhat helpful in making choices. And generally, the voters had a good view of it. Republicans were happier with their candidate, understandably, than were Democrats. 62% of the Republicans said they were very satisfied with their choices. Just 13% of Democrats said that.
You asked people whether they thought the campaign was negative or too negative. What did they say?
Well, 72% said there was more mudslinging this time. That compares to just 34% last time. But I think that's characteristic of second-term elections, because if we go back to 1992, we had 68% saying that back then, and 49% in 96. The voters did judge this election more negative, but that's often the case for elections which are referendums on the current president.
The Pew survey asked people about the question of moral values. The exit polls last week showed that a lot of people had based their vote largely on their view of moral values. What did you find out when you asked people after Election Day?
Well, we did two forms of the question. When you ask a fixed list, including which has moral values plus the economy, Iraq and terrorism and other issues, moral values is mentioned most often by 27%.
Now, which of these is the most important?
Which of these is the most important issue when you're casting your ballot? But when you ask the open-ended question where respondents volunteer, only 14% name moral values. A larger percentage name Iraq, 25%.
And your 14% were saying this after the election, after there had been so much discussion of how people had cited moral values.
Precisely. And this is not to say that moral values were not important to many voters. But to a certain extent, when you present people with that option, it's a very attractive phrase. It's almost a slogan that draws disproportionate interest relative to specific issues from some kinds of voters.
What do people mean by moral values?
Well, when we followed up with those people who chose moral values, and we said, well, what do you mean? 29% mentioned gay marriage, 28% mentioned abortion, 4% mentioned stem cell research. But many people talked about the moral qualities of the candidates. 18% talked about religious preferences. 17% made notions about traditional values. It's a whole range of things. It's not one answer like the economy or the war in Iraq.
Do you find when you question people about the presidential election that Kerry voters and Bush voters have dramatically different opinions of this past election?
Oh, sure. 82% of the Kerry voters said they were disappointed. 35% said they were angry. That goes all the way up to 53% among liberal Kerry backers. On the other hand, Bush voters, most say they feel reassured, they feel relieved, and 72% of the conservative voters said they're excited by the prospect of a second Bush term.
Andrew Cohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're welcome.